弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，祝你平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters and friends.
今天的题目叫鬼也来教会啊。
Today our topic is why are the demons in the church?
你说今天是什么时代了啊？我们还相信有鬼。
So you might ask the question, what kind of era is this that we are still believing in spirits?
基督教相信有鬼吗？
So do Christianity actually believe in spirits?
相信的啊，
Yes, we do.
那你说怎么证明出来？
And you might ask, how can we prove that?
我现在也不能给你证明哈。
And unfortunately, I cannot prove it to you now.
但是今天我要跟大家来看一段的经文。
But today I want to take a look at the verse with you.
不，主要还不是要跟大家证明说有没有鬼的问题。
So my focus is not actually to prove whether or not there exists the spirits.
但是要跟大家一起思考一件很重要的事，
But we have to think about something that's very important.
这是在马可福音第一章的21节。
The scripture is from chapter 1 of Mark, starting from verse 21.
我们再把经文读一遍。
So let's read again the verses.
到了加百农，耶稣就到加西安，众人很稀奇他的教训。因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着，他喊叫说：“拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你们相，你来灭我们吗？”我知道。耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。”乌鬼叫人抽了一个风，大声喊叫就出来了。众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？”这是他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从了。我们停在这啊。
Let's stop here.
我们在这里看到有一个人被乌鬼附着。
We see here that there's a man who is demon possessed.
他在哪里？
Where is he?
他在会堂。
He is in the synagogue.
会堂呢，就是当初犹太人他们聚集的地方。
Synagogue is a place for assembly of the Jewish people
他
there.
们聚集在那里是敬拜神的地方。
They gather together in the synagogue to worship God.
所以会堂就相等于今天我们的教堂一样。
The synagogue is kind of equivalent to the churches nowadays.
他出现在会堂里，
The man appeared in the synagogue.
所以我们今天要思想的鬼也去教会吗？
So that's why we are going to think about the topic, do demons go to church?
短短的几节的经文里头，我要从三个层面来思考。
The scripture is kind of short, but I'm going to talk about in three layers.
我们从乌鬼的层面。
We're going to think about through the layer of the demon.
我们从神的层面，耶稣基督的层面来看。
We're going to think about from the angle of God, from Jesus Christ.
最后，我们要从人的层面来思考。
And then we're going to think about from the angle of human being.
我们在这里首先我们看到有一个乌鬼出现在会堂里。
So we see here an evil spirit appear in the synagogue.
耶稣来到加百农，在安息日的时候进到会堂里头。教训人，众人都很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
And so they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue to teach. The people were so amazed by the teaching of Jesus Christ because his teaching is not like the scribes.
23节，接着就说在会堂里有一个被乌鬼附着的。
And in verse 23, immediately there appeared to be a man who was possessed by an unclean spirit.
在这里，他讲说，在会堂里面有一个被乌鬼附着的，他并没有说有一个乌鬼附着的这个时候走到会堂里。
So it's actually saying that there is a man who is already in the synagogue who is possessed by the unclean spirit. It didn't say there is a man possessed by the unclean spirit walking into the synagogue at that moment.
他不是那个时刻跑进去的，而是他已经在里面了。
He didn't enter on that moment. He's already in the synagogue.
所以从这里我们可以看到，这个被鬼附的人他有什么？
So what can we see here? This person who was possessed by the unclean spirit.
他有宗教的活动啊。
So we see that he's a religious person.
他有宗教的生活。
He has religious life.
甚至在敬拜的当中。
And maybe he's even in the worship.
有人可能会想，怎么可能啊？怎么可能在会堂或在教会里面会有一个人被巫鬼附着的？
So you might wonder, how come this can be even possible? How come someone in the synagogue or in the church can be possessed by an unclean spirit?
也许有人会问说，怎么这个被巫鬼附着的还每个星期来敬拜神？
And you might even wonder how this person who is possessed by unclean spirit can even come to church, come to synagogue every single week.
经文的确没有交代说他是不是每个星期来。
So there, it's not clear from the verses whether he come every week.
但是那一次他来的时候就发生了事情。
But on that week when he came, it actually happened.
经文没有给我们一个很清楚的交代，但是你有没有注意到在这个被鬼附的人喊叫之前，没有人知道这个人有什么不对的地方。
It is not very clear from the scripture, but did you notice that before the person started screaming, there was actually nothing out of the norm.
这被鬼附的人平时也掩饰得很好。
He was really undercover in normal circumstances.
从某个角度来说呢，我们每一个人的内心常常也是掩饰得挺好的，是不是？
So from some perspective, we can say that our hearts are shielded, uncovered very nicely in normal circumstances. Right?
特别是我们华人呢、啊，中国人呢、啊，我们都挺有礼貌的。我们里面想什么，别人不知道的。
So especially like Chinese, we Asian people, we are very polite, right? And nobody actually knows what we're thinking about.
就算是当我们跟人家起了冲突的时候，我们起的冲突也只是。我们内心里面光景的百分之一小部分而已啊，我们不没有把所有的话都讲出来。
And even if we're in conflicts with other people, it might only be, you know, a small percentile of what we really have down in our hearts. We're not really expressing everything that we're thinking about.
更直接的说，我们内心里面有一些，就连我们自己都认为是污秽的东西。
And going a step even further, there are things that we even don't realize that are existing in our hearts.
我们的情欲,
our lust,
我们的思想,
our thoughts,
我们对人的苦毒,
our bitterness towards other people,
我们所贪的东西,
our desires, the things that we lust after.
我们看到这个人在神的家里面敬拜相安无事。
We can see this person is there worshiping in the house of God.
刚刚说了，我们不知道他是第一次来，还是每个星期来。
So we have just covered that we actually have no idea whether he came there for the first time or whether he is regular goer, joining every week.
平常也不觉得是个问题。
And so we actually don't really see this in, to be an issue.
直到今天他遇见了耶稣。
Until this day he met Jesus.
我要你了解一件事情，但从这一件事情要清楚一点的。
So I want to make it clear, and you have to be you have to understand this.
单单来教会不能解决人生的问题。
Coming to church alone cannot solve your issue of your life.
单单来教会并不能解决内心罪的问题。
Coming to church alone cannot solve the issue of your sins.
被巫鬼附着的人在遇到耶稣之前，他也来教会，也来得很自然。
The demon-possessed person, he came to church, he came here naturally.
千万不要误会，我不是说不要来教会了啊。
Oh, don't take me wrong. I'm not saying that you should not come to church.
但是你单单每个周末来，这并不能带来我们生命的改变。
But even if you come here week after week, this is not going to bring about the transformation of your life.
它并不能改变我们生活当中我们与人的不和。
And this cannot really remove all the conflicts of you with other people.
它不能改变我们内心里头对人的咒诅。
And it cannot remove the curses from us to other people.
它并不能改变我们内心的想法。
and really cannot change our minds.
我们看到这个乌鬼有了这个宗教的活动，还有什么呢？
So this person possessed by demon, he has religious life. What else does he have?
第二，他说有的就是他有宗教的知识，
And the second is that he has the knowledge of religion.
甚至他所懂的东西超过所有的人在场的所有的人。
And he has the knowledge that surpasses everyone else on site.
23节，在会堂里有一个人被鬼附着。他喊叫说：“他说什么？”
So in verse 23, there is a person who is possessed with an unclean spirit, and he screamed out, he cried out, what did he cry?
他说：“拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”
And he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
但是那一天，除了耶稣以外，在会场当中唯一的一个人知道耶稣是神。
So aside from Jesus Christ, he is the only one over there in the synagogue who knows that Jesus is actually the who knows Jesus is God.
他说神，耶稣是神的圣者。
He said Jesus is the Holy One of God.
人家看了只知道他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
People see Jesus as the Jesus of Nazareth.
他一眼就看出来，耶稣不是一个简单的人。
But he know immediately that Jesus is not just a person, a just he's not just a man.
他是一个能够灭他们的人。
He is the person who can actually destroy them.
能够灭乌鬼的是谁呀？
Who can destroy the unclean spirits?
能够灭乌鬼的，就是神他自己。
The one who can destroy the unclean spirits is God himself.
所以他说：“我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”
So he cried out, I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
如果你对圣经熟悉的话，你就晓得鬼是最清楚谁神是谁的啊。
If you're familiar with the Bible, you will know that demons, the spirits, are the ones who really knows who God is.
我们明年下个学期主入学要读这个系统神学，要讲到神是谁，那鬼就最清楚。
Next semester, next year, we're going to continue with our systematic theology, and we're going to talk about what is God, what is spirits.
雅各书第二章那里说，你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信。
So in James, it's said that you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder.
也许我们人不清楚真神是哪一位，但是鬼最清楚。
Maybe we human beings are not really sure who the true God is, but demons, the spirits, they know for sure.
乌鬼有这一个知识。
And the unclean spirits, they know, they have the knowledge.
乌鬼有这一个正确的知识。
They have the correct knowledge.
乌鬼也有这一个完全没有错误的知识。
And the unclean spirit, they have this unmistakable knowledge.
假设说我们可以请鬼来教系统神学的话，他可以教得十分正确。
If we can actually invite the demons to teach systematic theology, they could actually teach, they could actually give us the correct lessons.
他甚至还能够让我们体会一些我们没有办法体会的。
And maybe he can reveal to us something that we are not able to feel, we are not able to get.
但是雅各书第二章也说，鬼魔也信，却是战惊的。
But in James chapter 2, it says that even the demons, they believe and shudder.
就好像一个人，你开车，你知道你开高速的时候，警察会抓你。
So just like a person driving on the highway, and you know that if you speed, then the police is going to catch you.
啊，你知道开快车超速了，警察会抓你，会不会让你不开快车？
Are you going to refrain from speeding, knowing that the police is going to catch you?
不一定嘛，是不是？
Not necessarily, right?
大部分人被抓的都知道，警察会抓超速的人。
Most of you who are caught, you have the knowledge. You know that the police are going to catch you.
大概不会有人开车，然后被警察拦下来之后，你问警察说：“哎，超速会被抓吗？”啊，没有人这么问的嘛。
I wonder if there is anyone who actually would ask. When they were caught after speeding, asking, why am I caught? Why do you catch people who are speeding?
所以知道警察会抓超速的并不会让你就减速啊。
So having the knowledge that you're going to be caught when you speed is not going to make you slow down.
而且很多时候，我们超速完之后，回到家之后，还庆幸说今天没有被抓。
And sometimes you even would be kind of happy in your heart because you sped, but you did, were not caught.
然后哪一天被抓的时候，就问就气自己说怎么那么倒霉啊？
And then when you are really caught, then you will say how unfortunate I am.
你不会说我是不应该的，你只会说自己倒霉。
And probably you're not going to say it's not good for me to speed anyway. And you would probably just blame that you're not fortunate that day.
这不是说知识不重要。
So this is not to say that knowledge is not important.
但是单单有知识并不能够改变的生命。
But it is to say that having knowledge only is not going to change your life.
特别是当你有圣经的知识，有宗教的知识，却对神一点顺服的心都没有。
Especially when you are filled with the knowledge of God, filled with the religious knowledge, but really lack the honor to God.
只有知识，没有悔改的行动。
With knowledge, but no action of repentance.
不能带来生命真实的改变。
And it is not going to transform your life.
你发现这个污鬼，他有宗教的活动。
So you see that this unclean spirit, he participates in religious activities.
他也有宗教的知识。
And he also possessed the religious knowledge.
这并不是说这两样都不好。
And I'm not saying that this is not good.
但这两样并不能改变一个人的心。
Neither of this can change your heart.
不能改变一个人的生命。
And they cannot change your life.
内心污秽的情欲仍然是污秽。
The unclean lust of your heart is still unclean.
这污鬼有这两样，但是污鬼没有什么呢？
So the unclean spirit possess these two things, and what does the unclean spirit not possess?
他没有什么。
What doesn't he have?
在24节，我们把24节再来念一遍。
Let's read verse 24 together.
拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。他没有什么。
So what doesn't he have?
他没有跟耶稣的关系。
He doesn't have the relationship with Jesus.
这里说你们与我啊，我们与你有什么相干
？He says, what have you to do with us?
啊，你我之间有什么关系？
What is the relationship between you and us?
更白一点的话，你不要来侵犯我，不要来打扰我。
And to be more frankly, leave me alone and don't come to bother me.
英文刚刚讲的 leave me alone。
所以刚才讲牧师讲让我自己待着。
我不晓得这个中文要怎么翻译 leave me alone。
And I don't really know how to translate into Chinese. 让我自己歇着。
中文讲的话就没有那种感觉 ，leave me alone.
And you probably won't be able to retell this in Chinese, and giving this feeling, just leave me alone.
这是污鬼的祷告。
And this is the prayer of the unclean spirit.
这也是常常我们罪人的祷告。
And this is many times the prayer of a sinner.
Leave me alone.不要来打扰我。
Leave me alone and 不要来打扰我。
我知道圣经说的什么。
But I know what the Bible is talking about.
我不是不信。
And I'm not really, you know, not believing.
但是呢 ,leave me alone.
But 让我自己待着。
我要我的自由。
And I want to have my freedom.
老实说很多人呢信神不是通不过理性而不信。
To be frank with you, I know a lot of people who do not believe in Jesus. It's not just because that they cannot believe him rationally.
很多人呢知道信圣经的这位耶稣基督是好的，但是他们很怕去信。
They know that to believe in this Jesus Christ in the Bible is actually good, but they're not willing to believe.
就好像一个爱吃的人。
So it's just like, a gluttonous person who really likes to eat.
每天吃很多，早上吃，晚上吃，这个半夜爬起来又吃啊。
That, they start from the morning, they eat in the morning, they eat in the throughout the day, and then they even get up in the middle of the night to continue eating.
然后医生就对他说：“你必须改变你饮食的习惯，要不然你这样子下去，你的身体会弄糟了，你会早死的啊。
So the doctors gave him the advice, you have to change your lifestyle or else you're going to die. It's really hurtful to your body.
”他听了就笑笑说：“我不信。
And he listened and smiled. He heard this and smiled. He was like, I don't believe it.
”而其实他不是不信。
So it is not he had it is not that he does not believe it in really.
他只是怕信，
But he is just afraid to believe.
因为信了就要改变他饮食习惯。
Because if he really believes, then he has to change his diet.
他最不想改的就是他的饮食习惯。
And the last thing that he wants to change is his life, is his diet.
就好像一个人起争执的时候，内心里面最难放下的是自己的自尊心。
It's like when someone is in the conflict, the last thing he wants to put off is his self-esteem.
也不愿意放下那一口气啊。
And he's not willing to give up.
说白一点，就是里头的骄傲放不下。
And he's not willing to back up, to back out because he has this pride in himself.
无论对方是对是错，自己是对是错，我们都很难愿意原谅和好。
Whether the other part is right or wrong, we're not willing to make the move for reconciliation.
没有一个基督徒会说我不清楚圣经说我们需要饶恕人的。
And not a single Christian can claim that they are not fully sure about the commandment of the Bible that we have to forgive.
主耶稣怎么饶恕我们，我们也当怎么样饶恕别人。
We have to forgive just like Jesus have forgiven us.
我们都很清楚，
We are very sure about this.
我们心里面就是不愿意，
But we're not willing.
我们就会说 "Leave me alone"。
And we'll just say, 让我自己待着。
不要来打扰我，
And just leave me alone.
我要有这个自由，
And I have to have this freedom.
我爱怎么样就怎么样。
I have to be able to do whatever I want.
这五鬼跟耶稣一点关系都没有，
This unclean spirit has nothing to do with Jesus.
他可以把这个人带来在宗教的活动里面参与。
He can bring this person going to the synagogue and to participate in the religious activities.
他深深的知道神是谁，耶稣是谁。
He deeply knows, he understands what Jesus is.
但他说：“我们和你有什么相干呢？
But he says, what do we have to do with you?
你为什么来
Why are you here?
？”你知道更可怕的是什么？
And do you know what is even more abhorring?
更可怕的，如果神也就听那样子的祷告说，就任凭你。
And the even worse thing is when Jesus actually answered the prayer and just leave them alone.
在旧约里面，曾经有一次，神说：“以法莲是以色列的其中一个支派啊。
So in the Old Testament, there is a time. So some background, Ephraim is one of the tribes.
”神曾经对这个支派的以色列人说：“你想要亲近偶像，你想要拜偶像，就任凭你吧。”
And so God once told the half tribe of Ephraim, saying that, okay, if you want to worship the idols, I'll just let you worship idols as you wish.
我在想，这人带着心中的污秽来到会堂，这样子来了多久？
And I've been wondering how long have this person been in the synagogue with this uncleanness?
带着这里头的污秽来，离开的时候又带着这个污秽去。
He came with this uncleanness and then he left with this uncleanness.
来的时候听了圣经的话，多长了一点知识，回去之后心中的污秽仍然在那里。
And he came to the synagogue and increases his knowledge of God, and then he left, together with the increased knowledge.
来的时候跟耶稣保持一个，跟神保持一个距离。
So he came with a distance, from God.
离开的时候跟耶稣保持一个同样程度的距离。
And he came the same distance the time he left.
我们很多的敬拜就是这样的一个敬拜。
A lot of the times our worship is the same.
一个月四五次，一年52次。
And we come here like 4 or 5 times a month and 52 times a year.
这样的敬拜来也很自然，去也很自然。
But naturally we come and naturally we left.
只要跟神保持一个距离。
And we keep this distance from God.
跟神的话保持一个距离。
And we keep this distance from the word of God.
我们的查经我们可以越查越明白。
And probably we're going to be more like clearer and clearer through our Bible study.
但是我们跟神的话跟神还是保持一个同样的距离。
But we keep the same distance from God and from the word of God.
好，我们看到乌鬼的问题，我们现在从耶稣基督的层面来看。
So we see the question of the unclean spirit, and let's take a look from the perspective of Jesus.
经文在马可福音第一章二十一节这么说。
So in Mark 1:21, it says,
他说耶稣来到了加百伦，就到安息日就在安息日的时候进了会堂教训人。
And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching.
你如果有听看到那个英文字的话，是 immediately 就 immediately 啊。
So if you take a look at the English translation, it says immediately 随即。
中文如果要直译的直接的翻译的，就说他到了加百农的时候，耶稣立刻在安息日进了会堂教训人。
So in plain Chinese translation, he says that as soon as he came to Capernaum.He immediately went to the synagogue.
你读马可福音的时候，你发现这卷书很多这种马上立刻。
So when you read the Gospel of Mark, you will see a lot of similar words like immediately, right away, these kinds of words.
这个字眼呢，马上立刻给我们一个感觉，就是非常紧迫。
And these words give us a feeling of urgency.
耶稣要做的事情有一个迫切感。
What Jesus has been doing is very urgent.
他来到加百农之后，他就急忙的进到会堂，然后进到敬拜神的地方。
So as soon as he came to Capernaum, he immediately on Sabbath entered the synagogue.
我们也注意到另外一件事情。
And there is another thing that we noticed.
耶稣的教训带给人很多的震撼。
Jesus brings this shock by his teaching.
二十二节，众人就很稀奇他的教训。
In verse 22, the people were astonished at his teaching.
因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人。
For he taught them as one who had authority.
不像文士。
And not like the scribes.
什么叫文士？
And who are the scribes, by the way?
如果不清楚的话，你用这个对比来看的话，是一个教导没有权柄的。
So if you're not really sure about the definition, you will see that they teach...Without authority.
一个有权柄的。
Someone with authority.
像谁？
Who is he like?
像妈妈在家里面说、去倒垃圾，那他的话是带有权柄的，你一听就要有一个冲动要去做。
So just like a mom, like at her home and saying, you go and dump the trash.
像太太说去倒垃圾。
Or maybe a wife and telling her husband, like, you go and take out the trash.
这些话乃是带有一个权柄的。
So these words come with authority.
不是只是在被讨论然后启发我们的思想的而已。
It is not something, you know, like from a discussion and kind of inspiring us.
也不是让我们读一读然后说 good to know.
And it's not something that we read and say, okay, 知道很好。
那是一个带有权柄的一个教导。
But this teaching comes with authority.
是一个怎么样的权柄？
What kind of authority it is?
马上我们就看到下一节，就看到说有一个乌鬼，连乌鬼都要听他的。
And so, we're going to immediately see in the next verse that,when an unclean spirit hears it, the spirit is shocked as well.
这里没有说耶稣讲话有口才有魅力。
It is not saying that Jesus said with eloquency, with charismatism.
倒垃圾不需要什么口才，也不需要什么魅力啊。
So the command from the mom, go and dump, take out the trash, does not really need this eloquency.
有时候做母亲的需要解释你为什么要倒垃圾，但是他讲了一句话你就去做，不需要解释那么多，那是权柄。
Sometimes a mom will probably provide some explanation why you have to take out the trash, but whatever she says comes with the authority, and you have to listen.
有权柄是因为耶稣讲的是神的话。
Jesus' words have authority because he is speaking the word of God.
他不是从一个层面来说分析一下什么东西是人该做的，人不该做的。
So his words do not come out of an analysis. What are the responsibility of people?
因为他是创造的主，他已经知道该怎么做。
Because he's the creator God, and he already knows what to do.
他像是个碰打的这个厂商，马上会告诉你说应该怎么做。他不是GM 的厂商去研究 Honda 的车，然后告诉你是什么东西啊？
So he's like a Honda deal, a Honda manufacturer and telling you what to do. And he's not like from a GM studying what Honda has been doing and telling re like reverse engineering telling you what to do.
啊，不是那一种说我也不知道，我们一起来研究了，看看该怎么做。
And he's not either like saying that I don't know what to do. Let's sit down and discuss and see what is the best way.
他就是神，他造了生命，他知道生命的意义在哪里。
He is God. He has created life. He knows what the meaning of life is.
所以耶稣的话有权柄，因为他是来自神，神的话本身就有权柄。
That's why we say that Jesus Christ comes with authority because he is God and God has authority.
神的话，圣经的话是有权柄的，不是听一听，可有可无的啊。
God's words come with authority. It's not like you listen and you can choose whether to follow or not.
神的话是带有权柄，不是我们查一查，然后做做参考。
God's words come with authority. It's not like when we listen to it and then to use it just as a reference.
很多时候我们都把它当成参考，我们知道哦，今天读了，神要我们做什么？可是想想我的环境，然后做做参考，我还是觉得，哦，不要按着圣经的做。
Many a time we just use God's words as the reference, maybe taking some advice from God's words, but then taking our current situation into consideration, and then we compare, we make the decision, still following our own thoughts.
如果你不把它当成是一个有权柄的话，就好像这个乌鬼的人，他可以每个周末来去，生命一点改变都没有。
If you're not taking God's words as having authority, you'll be just like this person possessed by the unclean spirit, and you come, but your life is not changed at all.
我们不痛不痒的来听，也不痛不痒的离开。
We come here and just listen and not change, and then we leave as well and without any change.
我们看到耶稣迫切的进到会堂，我们也看到耶稣的这一个教训是带有权柄。
We see the urgency of Jesus coming into the synagogue. He came there immediately. And we also see the authority of Jesus' words.
我们也看见什么？
And what else do we see?
耶稣带来一个不简单的改变。
Jesus brought about an uneasy change.
他说：“你来拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
The man with the unclean spirit says, Jesus of Nazareth, what do you have to do with this? To do with us? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
”25节，耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。
And in verse 25, but Jesus rebuked him, keep silent and come out of this man.
”乌鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫，就出来了。
And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him.
当神的话进到一个人的生命当中的时候，
When the words of God came into a person,
神话语里面的光就照在我们内心的黑暗里。
the light of his words is going to shed upon, to shine upon the darkness of our hearts.
当那一件事情发生的时候，一个冲击就发生在那个人的生命里。
When that thing happened, this person's life is going to experience a shock.
他内心里头有了一个挣扎，
And so he's going to have the struggle in his heart.
这挣扎令他难受。
And this struggle is going to give him some emotions in his heart.
在他里头就产生了一个改变，
And there comes this transformation.
乌鬼就离开他。
And the unclean spirit left him.
人心的污秽需要神大能的话语。
The uncleanliness of the heart really needs the powerful words of God.
才能除去的。
And only through that can it be cleansed.
人心里头的苦毒需要神的话语才能够解除的。
And the bitterness of our hearts can only be cast out by the words of God.
当神的话被传讲，当神的话被解开的时候，真理的光就会照到我们的内心里头，叫我们面对自己的黑暗。
When the words of God is spread, when the words of God is spoken, the light of God is going to shine upon all of us that we can be transformed.
那不是一个好受的事情。
This is not a simple thing. This is not an easy thing to experience.
所以有些人听了之后就不愿意再听。
So many people, they would listen to it once and they don't want to listen to it anymore.
有一次我跟凯源去这个走岛的时候，就碰到这样的一个人。他一听到我们是来传福音的，马上就跳开他跳得挺远的。
There's one time I was having this prayer walk with Brother Kaiyuan, and there's a person who heard us spreading the gospel, and he just jumped away and then actually jumped up quite a distance.
跳得挺远的，吓到我一跳啊！
And I was actually, amazed, astonished because he jumped away so far.
就几秒钟，我都不晓得我要怎么反应
And for several seconds, I was speechless. I didn't know what to do.
不会每个人都这样子的反应，但是很多时候我们看到神里面指出这个社会，指出我们人心里面的污秽的时候，我们都不愿意听。
Of course, not every person is going to react like this, but we don't really want other people to tell us that we are unclean, right?
那你今天更明显呢？如果你把圣经里面的道德拿出来讲的话，很多人会很恨基督徒的。
And more so nowadays, if you are bringing out the words of the Bible and telling people that you shouldn't be doing this, people would just don't like you.
如果我们不诚实的去面对神的话的话，一切都很安详，一切都很平静，这个敬拜的程序不会有什么打乱的事情发生。
If we don't face God's words with a sincere heart, everything is going to be calm. Everything is going to be peaceful. Nothing is going to be disrupted.
当神的真理的光被照进来的时候，罪会被显明。
But when the light of truth is shedding on our heart, is shining on our hearts, the sinfulness of our hearts will be exposed.
乌鬼会被惊醒，
And the unclean spirit will be shocked and
撒旦会
awoken.
被激怒。
And Satan will be irritated.
人心会不舒服，
Our hearts will feel discomfort.
思想会非常的挣扎。
And our hearts will struggle.
但是如果我们愿意接受神的话的话，
But if we're willing to receive, accept Jesus' words,
那个挣扎是暂时的，
the struggle is going to be only be temporary.
接着下来是得到一个自由，解放的一个自由。
And following that will be the freedom.
从第三层面，我们要从人的层面来看这一个故事。
So from the third layer, the human layer, when we see from our perspective.
我们其实前面从乌鬼、从耶稣的角度来看的时候，已经思想了
We've
一部
already
分。
thought about it when we see from the perspective of the evil spirit.
我们看到一个人可以有一个敬虔的外表来教会的。
From the perspective of the unclean spirit, we see a person can appear to be pious coming to the synagogue, to the church.
但是始终他内心的污秽都不变。
But the uncleanliness of his heart is not going to change.
我们也思想到，对这个圣洁的神人，不管是罪人或者得救的罪人不管是非基督徒或是基督徒，常常我们有的一个念头就是 "Leave me alone"。
And to this, towards this holy God, whether you are a converted Christian or a person still in sin, our first reaction would be just leave me alone, 让我自己待着.
我们也思考到说，当人愿意诚实的面对神的时候，他的人生必有惊人的改变。
And we also see when we are willing to honestly face God, our lives are going to experience this huge, tremendous transformation.
我们还要来思考一句话，在24节。
And we also have to think about this in verse 24.
拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吧。
What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?
这一句话，你来灭我们吗？
And so this sentence, are you coming here to destroy us?
我不晓得有没有想过我们是指谁呀？ 不是只是他一个人，还有谁？
Have you thought about what does the us refer to? So aside from this unclean spirit, who else are there?
那很多时候有人就会说这个吃子乌鬼可能不止一个鬼在它里面。
And maybe one of the explanations might be, you know, there probably are more than one unclean spirit. There probably are a group of them.
可能是泛指所有的乌鬼。
Or maybe it's a generic term referring to all unclean spirits.
你来灭我们吗？
Are you going to destroy us?
会不会也可能指连这个人也包在里头？
And can it also include this person?
因为这个时候你很难 去分辨这个人他是在讲他自己呢，还是乌鬼在讲话。
Because at that moment, it's actually pretty hard for you to differentiate whether this person is talking about, is actually just referring to the unclean spirit or both of them.
耶稣是来灭这个我们吗？
Is Jesus coming here to destroy us?
这个问题当然是乌鬼问的。
Of course, this question is from the unclean spirit.
可是我们人常常就会想说，耶稣的这些吩咐是不是要把我一生都毁了？
But sometimes we may also wonder, are the commandments of Jesus going to destroy our entire lives?
我按着圣经的教导去做，是不是就把我事业都毁了？
If I follow the teaching of the Bible, am my career going to suffer?
我按着这样神的话这样子去做，是不是把我这个人想要的东西全都毁了？
If I follow the commandments of God, am I going to forsake the things that I'm pursuing?
其实不是。
Not necessarily.
他要毁的是乌鬼的部分。
What God is going to destroy is the part of the unclean spirits.
他最终是要叫我们得救。
His ultimate goal is to save us.
当夫妻的关系闹得僵硬到一个地步，就不再能够和解的时候，他来到牧师面前，牧师跟他们说：“你们要和解。”When
there are almost like unsurpassable conflicts between a couple, they come before the pastor, and the pastor said, "You have to reconcile."
那夫妻个人的心中就会想说：“如果和解，就表示我还要跟他活生活在一起，那我就不快乐。”
And so they may think in their hearts, if reconciliation is needed, then that means that I have to still stay with this person, to live with this person. I'm not going to be happy about that.
然后我们那个人可能不是那么直接的，就会想说，牧师，你把圣经的话告诉我们，是要毁了我个人的这个快乐的生活吗？
So they probably are going to be not so direct, but they may ask the pastor, Pastor, you are commanding to us the teaching of the Bible, are you going to destroy our lives?
你是不是要毁了我个人的自由？
Are you going to destroy the freedom of my of me?
那时候在争执的夫妻里头想的一件事情就是只有离婚是我的救恩。
When couples are there in this, you know, conflict, and probably they are going to stick to the notion that only divorce is my salvation.
神的话是来
And that the word of God is coming to destroy us.
但是神的话不是来毁灭人。But
God's word doesn't come to destroy people.
而是来毁灭人内心里头的污秽。But
to destroy the uncleanness of our hearts.
当你愿意被他 除尽你内心中的污秽的时候，你发现那你所向往的喜乐跟自由，却是在神的话语里面得到更多更多。
When you are willing to follow God's words to remove, to cast out the filthiness of your heart, and then you will experience the trueness of God, the trueness of His joy and His happiness.
不然，这五鬼可以继续跟这个人每一个礼拜天去会堂，然后也没有什么事件发生，就这样子平安，所谓的平安过一生的日子。
If not, then the unclean spirit can just, follow this person in and out of the synagogue, and nothing is gonna happen to them. So he's going to live happily forever for the rest of his life.
为了不面对内心的污秽，他一生。就跟这五鬼，就活在这五鬼的污秽里。
And he will live in the filthiness of this unclean spirit for the rest of his life if he's not fighting against it.
鬼也去教会吗？
So does the unclean spirit also go to church?
去的。如果我们不好好的面对我们自己内心的问题。
Yes, of course, if we are not willing to face the problems of our hearts.
但愿我们。神的话，每一周神的话都能够来更新我们。
But I pray that God's words is going to renew our hearts every single week.
今天不要不痛不痒的离开，
So don't get out of here unchanged.
让神的话来震撼我们内心的污秽，来重新来调整我们的人生。
But may the word of God give us this shock wave to transform our lives.
你不可能在其他地方找到神的话了。
You're not able to find God's words in anywhere else.
其他地方就是一大堆文士的讨论。
Other places are filled with the discussion of the scribes.
只有在真神里头，我们才有神话语的这个权柄。
Only in the words of God, of a true God, can we really see the authority?
来接近我们。
And this authority is going to cleanse us.
来指引我们走向他的丰盛。
And to direct us into his abundance.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you.
我们来到教堂，我们不是只是每个星期来思考一些好的事情。
Here we come to this church every week. Not just to think about the good things.
让我们也能够面对面，面对神的话语。
But may we face you and face your words directly.
让你的话语，那一个权柄，那个能力，能够进入到我们生命中。
May the power and authority of your words come into our lives.
让你的能力，你话语的能力，在我们生命中，把我们心中的污秽洁净了。
May the power of your words come into our life and cleanse us.
让你爱子耶稣基督在十字架的宝血来到我们的心中，成为我们的主。
And the precious blood of your beloved Son Jesus Christ to come into our hearts to cleanse us, and may he be our Lord.
当我们经历这样的一个改变，我们就能够尝到主你是何等的甜美。
Lord, we pray that we can experience this change and we can experience how sweet your words are.
我为这在座的每一位还没有认识你的。主也求主你来关照他们，让他们的心眼能够看见，这是一个奇妙的救主。
Oh Lord, for all those people who have not yet received you, accepted you as their Lord, who are sitting here, I pray that your words can shine upon their hearts and change them as well.
也为这在座的每一位基督徒，
And for every Christian who are sitting here,
你的光照在他们内心当中，
that your light shine upon their hearts,
让他们看见。你是一位奇妙的主，
that they can see you as a miraculous God, as a wonderful God.
你圣经中的每一句话，
That every single sentence of a verse of your Bible
都是要引我们进入那奇妙的应许当中。
is to lead us into this wonderful hope of you.
愿我们降服在你权柄
May we
下。
bow before you.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求，
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen。
Amen.